This is What's on Your Mind. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon. Trooper Talk coming up at 9:30. Plus, folks, your chance to talk with the assessors that decide how much is your house worth. In other words, how much you're going to pay in property taxes. That's right. We have the Minot and Fargo city assessors on the program today. We had a call, if you remember, in the last week, 10 days or so, with someone suggesting that there were some new rules for city assessors that allowed them to be a little more nosy, for lack of a better term, about what you have in your home and get out measuring tapes and go room by room and look at wall coverings and floor coverings and different amenities to try and assess your home. And we said, we don't know if that's accurate or not, but why not ask an assessor? So we have two assessors joining us today on the program. And if you have questions either for the troopers or for the assessors, you can get those in right now at 855-200-1776. Extension 1 allows you to leave a message. And we're already a gentleman saying, hey, my house was just assessed in Minot. When do I find out when I get it back? Welcome those questions in advance. More questions for the troopers. Those are always popular. I am at Chase on the Lake, which is a wonderful resort in northwest Minnesota. It's actually in Walker, Minnesota. Todd, as a Minneapolis boy, did you ever grow up coming up to Walker, Minnesota?
I actually didn't, but I know a lot of friends who did. So, I mean, I know it's like the place to be. I just wasn't able to do the things to do, I guess.
Yeah, some folks that live in and around the cities and the suburbs, they kind of do the Brainerd thing more often than not, and sometimes don't get beyond Brainerd to the real gem, which is Walker and Leech Lake. But us North Dakota folks have figured this out a while ago because, a lot of folks all throughout North Dakota Lake around Detroit Lakes. But the really smart ones, they just kind of keep going to Walker, Minnesota, and the Pines and all the fun. So we're out here today. They've been a longtime sponsor of ours, and we really appreciate them. They actually renovated a facility that's been around since the 1800s. It's on the National Historic Register. And a buddy of mine got married here many, many years ago prior to the renovation and actually played for the University of North Dakota, Brad Bombardier. I remember being at his wedding. Well, the rooms then versus the rooms now, vastly different. And they've added a bowling alley and a beautiful restaurant and a huge pool and a copper door spa. And this is really a lot of North Dakota and Minnesota businesses do retreats here, do family reunions here, do corporate gatherings here. And they have some great deals specifically for our listeners that we'll be telling you about as we go throughout the day today on the program. So if you're ready for a little, getaway, this would be the place. And I'm actually doing that tomorrow. My wife said, aren't you going to be broadcasting from Chase on Thursday? Yep. I'm coming along and you're taking Friday off. Yes, dear. That's what I said, Todd.
Ooh, good response.
You'll get that down after May, you and Carrie, once you, the rings go on the fingers.
I already have that down. Come on, Scott.
Yeah, good. I hope so. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, in the meantime, we have some time to find out what's on your mind. And you know what's on my mind? A boatload of money in the state budget in North Dakota. Have you seen this, new report from Pam Sharp, who's the director of the State Office of Management and Budget? Nick Smith has a story about it in the Bismarck Tribune today, and it's in all the papers today. But so the state legislature adjourned about 10 months ago, right? And when they left, they said, you know what? When we get all done, we think there's going to be $87 million left in the general fund, and that'll be good. So, in other words, when the two-year budget cycle ends, which is actually next June, right? Not this coming June, but next June, the legislature spent a good chunk of the money, allocated it, and everything else, and said we'll have $87 million left over in the way of surplus, and we'll leave that just to give ourselves a little fudge room. Well, guess what it's going to be? $457 million now is what they're projecting it will be, so $370 million ahead of where they expected it would be. Here's my question. What should they do with it? We get to spend, that's really not somebody else's money, Todd, because this is our money. This is the taxpayer's money.
How long before people say, okay, I'd like to keep some of my money now?
Well, listen, we're broadcasting from KFIRE 550 and KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, and KTGO in Tioga, and AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead. There's a whole lot of legislators listening. There's a whole lot of state officials listening. It's a good opportunity for you, the people. It's your money. You're the reason. I can go chapter and verse why this is $370 million ahead of projections, and they are corporate income taxes being up 41% more than they thought they were going to be. So that's like $101.5 million. Individual income tax collections, 306 million. That's about 84.2 million or 38% ahead of projections. Sales tax collections are up. That's about 1.5% ahead of projections, about $834.6 million. So it's us. It's our businesses. It's our individual income. It's sales tax. We're the ones that are contributing to this. We're the reason it's higher. So what do we want to do with it? We had a call earlier this week, and we get probably one a week to say, why do we have an income tax in North Dakota? South Dakota doesn't have an income tax. And while it was reduced last session, you know, why not eliminate it? Why not go to goose egg? Why not use it as a way to lure more folks to North Dakota? Maybe with a surplus forecasted for about a year away, a $457 million, half a billion dollars extra. And by the way, there was no shortage of spending, ladies and gentlemen. There's no shortage of rainy day funds. That's a whole lot of money. Maybe it's time to say, let's plan now for the income tax to go away. Would that be a good expenditure? Would it be corporate taxes being reduced? South Dakota, I think, has some lessons for us in this. And what I believe South Dakota can show us is that, you know, you can do tax treatment for businesses that attracts a certain kind of business. They did it with banking. That's how Citibank and other major lenders ended up in South Dakota. They specifically targeted legislation for those particular businesses, and that worked. And also, they have no income tax there.
And last I checked, they don't have anywhere near as much oil as North Dakota has, so they got to be looking at us going, and you guys still have income tax? What the heck?
Exactly right. So here's a question. That's on my mind. I want to know how you'd spend it. How should they spend the additional funds here? It's your money, so you certainly are entitled to an opinion on how it ought to be spent. Tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Trooper talk at the bottom of this hour, assessor talk at the bottom of next hour. Does that word give you the chills? The assessor.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, here's how much your home is worth. Here's what you'll pay in property taxes.
That's the superhero movie they won't be making, The Assessor. Arnold Schwarzenegger is The Assessor.
Exactly right. Or you can email us always to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's go out to Dickinson, North Dakota, where Anthony is waiting to weigh in here today on the program. Hello, Anthony. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, I had a question for you. I was wondering if you could take some time maybe on another show and get a compiling of how much exactly North Dakota's rainy day fund, the legacy fund, and any other savings that North Dakota has set aside and get a ballpark figure on how much that actually is, because I would definitely be all for North Dakota eliminate the income tax. Well, it's almost two-thirds less of the income tax I was paying in Kansas. You know, I still think that, you know, the amount of money they have, I don't see the reason they even have an income tax.
Well, it's a good conversation. You should know we've recently done it, and there is a website. The State Treasurer's Department has just gone through the work of identifying all the funds, telling you what the rules are, how much money is in them, how it's invested. You can find that if you go to nd.gov and then find the Treasurer's Department. Kelly Schmidt's office led that effort. She was on not long ago, but in lieu of a $457 million number here, maybe it's time to do that again and say, okay, wait a minute here. We got the rainy day funds covered. And we got a big surplus. Where should it go? So good suggestion, Anthony, and we'll add that to our list, okay?
I appreciate it, and enjoy your show a lot. Listen every day.
Well, that's a great compliment. Thank you, Anthony. We appreciate it very much. Bruce in Dawson, North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Bruce, how would you spend the money?
A great compliment. Thank you, Anthony. We appreciate it very much. Bruce in Dawson.
We still got Anthony there. I think we lost our friend from Dawson. Let's go to Ron in Tioga. Ron, listening on KTGO up there in Tioga. What's on your mind today, Ron?
Well, I was listening to the amount of surplus that they've got there, and I, as a suggestion I have, they've passed all kinds of new school bonds up here for schools in the high growth area of Watford and Tioga, and my suggestion is that, you know, they're passing these school levies in the districts that are impacted by this oil revenue. And on top of the high surplus taxes that are being generated, my suggestion is if they're going to spend any of that money and not give it back, it ought to go straight into the school districts and the infrastructure. No more giveaways and handouts.
So how would you do that, though? Would, I mean, in other words, I hear what you're saying, and it's been suggested in Minot. It's been suggested in other places as well. Does that mean that, you know, in other words, every taxpayer ought to be responsible for every school in North Dakota, new school construction? It's just going to be picked up by the state taxpayers? That's the kind of questions we'd have to answer on that regard. Ron, if you want to finish your comment, hold tight. We'll do it on the other side of the break. Shane of Minot wants to weigh in, too. This is What's on Your Mind. We're live at Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota today. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
If it's time for a hurricane force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Botkin's Best. Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnom. This is What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. Trooper talk at the bottom of the hour. Two city assessors, one from Minot, one from Fargo, next hour as well, taking your calls and questions about those issues, which you've asked about recently. We love the idea when you give us a challenge to get some answers and get a guest down and get some things answered, so we're happy to do that. Okay, Ron and Tioga called and said, you know what, that big surplus, let's use it to build more schools rather than have the communities have to pay for that. Are you talking specifically in the oil impact the communities, Ron?
Well, yeah, mostly. I mean, the thing about it is that the property owners and and property taxes have already paid for the existing structures that were in place once. Now we have this influx, to include myself. I'm from out of state here, and I just don't see where it's fair that these property tax or property owners get saddled again with the impact that people like myself are causing. And it just doesn't seem like that, you know, why should they subsidize what we're benefiting from so much?
So, in other words, in your case, you're talking about, look, McKenzie County contributes $1.2 billion in tax revenue to the state of North Dakota. And they argue enough of that doesn't come back. Others agree with that, at least in the short term, there ought to be a catch-up on some infrastructure without question. And so there's talk of, you know, altering the formula or one-time shot or whatever. You're saying, hey, we're generating a whole lot of revenue out of the oil patch, so, you know, these communities shouldn't be asked to have additional taxes. Got it. One of many suggestions out there, Ron. Appreciate it. And by the way, Minot, as I mentioned, this came up. There is a school trust fund, and I'm going to add that one to the list of the previous caller that wanted some more information on the legacy fund that we drill down on that a little bit, because that came up during the Minot school debate. The Minot vote went down in the case of Minot because some local folks argued that exactly what you're arguing, that it ought not be. Well, I argued two things. One, that the need wasn't as demonstrated well enough by the school officials in Minot, and the other was if somebody should pay for it, it ought not be us because the industry is bringing more people to town. Therefore, take the taxes that they're generating and bring it back to us in the form of the school trust fund. So both topics we'll tackle on future programs, and appreciate your suggestion. Shane in Minot, how would you spend the surplus, the extra bucks, the newfound money here?
Property tax. I'm a little confused. People are, well, you know, comparing, South Dakota doesn't have income tax. Why don't we get rid of our income tax? Income tax is not that huge. It's property tax because, you know, for somebody who buys a house 30, 40 years ago for $30,000, now it's worth $180,000 and now you got to pay tax on that. You know, I don't like the fact that you're paying taxes on something you already own. You know what I'm saying?
So when you say
tax me on what I'm earning and what I'm spending, but don't tax me on for owning something, you know?
Yeah, and what you're suggesting when you say property taxes is the proper place to use the surplus, are you saying do more of the same of how they've done it the last number of sessions where they've said, you know, here's a pot of money that we're going to use to reduce property taxes, which many of our listeners have seen directly in the way of impacts in their statements of saying, wow, now it finally hit, right? I'm getting an actual real reduction. More of the same?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Just to use it to
reduce or eliminate altogether. Because, you know, they may lower the property taxes, but when the value of your property goes up, it's a wash.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I do. I do appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Shane and Minot with a suggestion. Here's one that came in off here on how to use the surplus.
A wise place to spend the money we have in the bank. First, build a truck bypass around Bismarck. Two, improve Highway 200 across the whole state of North Dakota. And number three, a black pavement plan. More roads to blacktop. Counties. State roads, that would improve everything, and it would help everybody in North Dakota. Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. Great suggestions. I love it. This is, you know, this is a surplus projected for June of next year, so we've got time to worry about this, but I like it. I like it a lot. So I mentioned we're at Chase on the Lake and Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota today, and they have they always have fun things planned. I mean, they're already taking reservations for folks who are going to do twilight fishing. 2 hours for $200 if you stay at Chase on the Lake. You know, once the ice comes off, you go out and try to land some lunkers here on Leech Lake, which is known for walleyes. They're planning a wellness weekend in April, and Teresa Gray from the award-winning Copper Dora Veda Spa is here to tell us about that. Hi, Teresa. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you this morning?
What is the Copper Dora Veda Spa?
The Copper Dora Spa here at the Chase is just a nice spot to escape to and relax.
And you can do what in the way of treatments? Massage?
You know, we're a Veda Concept Spa. We do everything. We're a body wellness spa. We do massages, the Veda facials, manicure, pedicures, the body wraps.
And if folks are looking for a little getaway, you've got a perfect plan out there a month or so away for a wellness weekend. What is a wellness weekend?
A wellness weekend is where you can just escape to the chase. You get a beautiful room. We have a whole weekend filled with wonderful events. We are going to be doing sunrise, evening yoga. We have a certified life coach, Judy Zimmer, coming up from Minneapolis to do some great, great presentations. We'll be featuring an organic dinner with Aaron from our local Green Scene Market here. Meditation, vendors, all kinds of fun.
So it's an all-inclusive package.
All-inclusive. You get the whole weekend, the organic dinner, all the events, and a beautiful room at the Chase.
And your choice of spa treatments?
Yes, we have spa treatments throughout the whole weekend you can pick from.
Wow, I'm getting relaxed already.
I know. It's going to be a great weekend.
And how much is that going to set me back?
$195. It's a great price.
Are you kidding
me?
It's a
crazy good price. Yeah.
Wow.
It's really fun. So we're just excited to really get this off. We're hoping to do a spring and a fall wellness weekend every year now.
$195 and I get the room.
You get your room.
The dinner, the spa treatments, and all the speakers.
You get all the events. Yeah, it's a wonderful, fun weekend. So, yeah, it's just a great weekend to bring your friends, you know, and just hang out and relax.
And tell us the dates again.
April 11th and 12th.
April 11th and 12th at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Here's the number, 888-CHASE-06. You just call that toll-free telephone number, or you go online to chaseonthelake.com. All the specials and offers are there. They also have a great deal. They have a lot of snow left.
We do. We have a lot of snow left. The trails are still great for snowmobiling, and what a better time to snowmobile. It's like 30 degrees.
Listen to this. $199 gets you two nights in a classic room, and then your choice, no additional charge, four-hour snowmobile rental or two 30-minute spa treatments in the copper door of 8
o'clock. Yeah, so yeah, even if the snow isn't really great on the trail, you come into the spa.
Maybe a massage, maybe a pedicure, maybe a manicure.
Yeah, so either way, but the trails are beautiful right now, and the weather has just been outstanding for snowmobiling and snowshoeing and skiing.
They call that the Scott Special, by the way, and they also have, of course, classic condos here, 2- and 3-bedroom condos, full kitchens, living area, pull-out sofa sleepers, fireplace, flat-screen TVs, the works.
Mm-hmm.
They have great deals on those going right now, too, where you get $333 for three nights in a classic condo or $259 for two nights,
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of upgrades. I mean, the amenities here are amazing. 502 restaurant, copper door spa, bowling alley, huge pool,
sauna. Yeah, and you can
even
walk downtown and do a little shopping.
Well, in that Norman Rockwell-like Walker, Minnesota, where it's really great. So it's
fun.
It's worth the drive to beautiful Walker, Minnesota. Thanks, Teresa.
Yeah, thank you.
888-CHASE-06 or online at chaseonthelake.com. Trooper Talk when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Any day with a little River Band, easy for me to say. A little River Band.
Try that again. Let's use take two.
Yeah. Any day with a little River Band in it is a good day.
That is kind of a tongue twister, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. How about this? Any day with some little River Band in it is a good day. Is that better?
There you go. That's probably better. Yeah. Go with that one.
All right. I'm on it. Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol and Sergeant Chad Hermanson of the Motor Carrier Division of the North Dakota Highway Patrol joining us for a round of Trooper Talk today on the program. Always appreciate opportunities for the troopers to join us to answer questions from our listeners about anything and everything they see on the highways and interstates of the great state of North Dakota. And there's always questions and things that come up, so we welcome any and all questions today on the program for Sergeant Tom and Sergeant Chad. Gentlemen, welcome to What's On Your Mind.
Yes, thank you for having us on.
Yep. Hello.
So, Sergeant Tom, what is I have Sergeant Chad as the Motor Carrier Division. What is your division?
I'm the Safety and Education Officer here in Bismarck.
All right. So what does the Safety and Education Officer do besides keep us safe and educate us?
Well, some days I wonder exactly what I do, but we partner with several safety programs across the state, the DOT Safety Division, some of our other private partners, North Dakota Safety Council, developing safety plans for safe operations out on the roadways, and then also the department's public information officer, too.
Sounds good. We had a call come in. We were talking earlier about the surplus being a little bigger than was expected, actually a lot bigger than was expected, projected the surplus for next June. And here's somebody's suggestion on how to use the funds. Roll that. You got that, Shane?
Fan of law enforcement, but the Highway Patrol are worth every single penny that they're allocated in their budget, and they work hard and can't find a much more bunch of professional police officers than the North Dakota Highway Patrol. So kudos to you guys.
Well, how about that? First of
yes.
all, a compliment. You probably don't get those enough, guys, do you?
No, that's always good to hear that. We say it all the time, our greatest partnerships with the public, so we need to have those relationships, have a positive relationship with them, so that's great to hear that information.
And how about the idea that the surplus ought to go to more troopers? I know that the last session funded a number of new positions, especially up in northwest North Dakota. Have your numbers grown, and could they grow some more?
Yep, we were allocated 16 additional FTEs out of the last session. So that class is currently in the training academy right now. In fact, tomorrow, four of them will be completing the classes and will be responding out to their posts. Those four have had previous law enforcement experience and are already post board certified, so they're able to kind of expedite the process a little bit, and then I believe a couple others toward the end of March, and then the remaining 10 will be coming out in June. So kind of a staggered approach, and it's going to be extremely beneficial with the 16 additional troopers out there.
Don in Minot has a question on road restrictions, so this one's probably for Sergeant Chad. Go ahead, Don. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Real quick. Road restrictions. When do you guys figure that we'll be taking road restrictions off?
That's a tough call. You know, the engineers, state engineers, kind of make that call. But we started early this year, and as the ground dries up, you know, they'll be coming off as we go. In the southwest and northwest part of the state, we have that increased traffic with the heavier load movements there. So they do tend to stay on a little bit longer in the western side of the state. But it just all depends on our weather. If we have a wet spring, they'll stay on a little bit longer. So we just have to kind of just watch the maps each day.
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering. I run mine down to Rapid City a lot. And, you know, I'm always running, you know, 88,000 or so, but always going back roads. You know, the two-lane roads are a lot faster just to get down there and stuff. You got to take them. It's kind of a pain in the butt to find a way to get around some of these restrictions.
Yeah, they're on now. So if you check the map this morning, you can see them.
Oh, yeah, I already checked them. I got my plans all set up, so.
Okay, good.
Go ahead.
No, that's good that you checked the maps this morning.
Oh, yeah. Okay, guys, that's all I have for you, okay?
Thank you, Don. Appreciate the call. Sergeant Hermanson, how are the load restrictions enforced?
Well, we watch for the loads, and we pull the trucks over as we see the trucks coming in. We weigh the trucks and then enforce them that way by the overloads, the fees.
And then we
actually make them get legal on site there.
Oh, do you really? So, how about when the scales are not open? Is it just is it only enforced when the scales are open and they're required to go in, or how do you do it outside of the times the scales are open?
We carry the portable scales in our vehicles, and we do mostly enforcement roadside.
Is that right? Boy, that's interesting. Paul in Ipswich, South Dakota, listening on 550 KFIRE. You're next for our guests on What's on Your Mind. Trooper talk today. Go ahead, Paul.
Good morning, fellas. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. See, I have a question about IFTA sticker for diesel fuel. I'm running a one-ton truck and a trailer, and it's under 26,000 pounds, and coming from Ipswich up, going across the border into North Dakota. I do have a DOT number, and, you know, I'm a commercial hauler.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering if I have to get that IFTA sticker, or do I need a trip permit every time, or how does that work?
You can do either or. You know, you can run your IFTA, but once you're over 10,001 pounds by federal standards, then you're running commercial.
Okay. And then how about the, I think it's called a, what is it? It's a licensing, an ECUR or something like that. You know, for dual license for North Dakota and South Dakota. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's a UCR, Unified Carrier Registration.
Yep.
You have to have that also?
Yep.
Okay. Where did you go about getting that or registering for that?
Well, you can go through a motor vehicle and then the Fed office in Bismarck here.
From the Bismarck office?
Yep.
Okay, and then how about the IFTA sticker?
You'd go with the IFTA sticker. You can get that through motor vehicle and through the federal office.
Through the federals?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. That's your answer there, Paul. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. The Tripper Talk today on KFIRE. Telephone numbers are 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Also welcome your emails, if you'd like to send it in that way, and they can come to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. John in Fargo for our guests, Sergeant Tom Iverson, Sergeant Chad Hermanson on Trooper Talk today. Go ahead, John.
Question. There was a report, and I don't know how alarmed to be by it. It was on MSLSD, as they call it. But they were talking about these fuel or these socks. That come off the filters that they put on for the wastewater from the fracking. and they have a radioactive, there's something radioactive about some of them. I don't know if it's tiny. I presume it's quite small. Okay?
That would be accurate, yeah. Yeah, we talked about that actually yesterday.
My question is this. If the Highway Patrol or Truck Regulatory comes upon a pickup from Ole Thompson's fracking company, and he's got a bunch of these socks laying in the back of his pickup truck, is that a violation? And I have a follow-up. Of any type? Do we have any laws that cover that kind of thing?
Is it a violation if it's radioactive? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. I mean, if you or one of your officers stopped the vehicle and there were these socks, which are radioactive to some degree, I don't know if it's infinitesimal or if it's important. My question is, what is the protocol? Does the state authorities like yourself say, this is a problem?
Or in this case, no, they would be. In this case, they would be transporting, I assume. And as the state health department told us yesterday, the vast majority of that is dealt with properly. Obviously,
could
there's some bad actors that
don't.
Could
the officials at your program answer the question?
Yeah. So I guess my question is, I think what John is asking is that in the course
of
transporting.
I'll tell you what.
Go ahead, guys.
Yeah. As far as I'm aware, I don't believe that stuff is radioactive. From what I'm told.
Yep, I don't think it's going to be a violation if they're transporting it. It becomes more of a violation when they're illegally disposing of it. You know, they kind of got to transport it, I guess, to wherever they dispose it. I'm not sure exactly where those socks are supposed to be properly disposed. But it's somehow got to get there, I guess, nevertheless. So if we would come across them... obviously would exercise care while dealing with it, but I'm not aware of it being an infraction.
All right, your follow-up, John?
Yeah. So, in your opinion, the officials with the Truck Regulatory and the state of North Dakota, it's not a problem at all?
Not at this point. I'm not aware of it being a problem, no.
Okay.
Appreciate the call, John. Thank you. Dwight Dickinson, let's get you in here on What's on Your Mind for the Troopers. Go ahead.
Thank you, Scott. My question is, with all these oversized loads that are moving through here in the oil Bakken area, sometimes they'll have an individual standing out on the road or in their vehicle with a red flag stopping traffic or with a stop slow paddle. Do we have to stop for these oversized loads?
Well, I guess, you know, they have to be able to get their movement, you know, out onto the roadway or across the roadway or out onto it to safely get it started. So we don't want to have crashes, and, you know, we don't have the ability or the manpower to go to every single one of the wide movement loads to run traffic control for them. So, you know, just to share the road, yeah, you have to stop for them. I mean, they're doing the best they can to get it out there. They have the right to be on the road with you. They're not. It's not an illegal movement, so yeah, they're doing the best they can to be safe. So yeah, I guess you have to stop for them.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. From the Motor Carrier Division, dealing with the truckers, Sergeant Chad Hermanson here today on the program, and Sergeant Todd Iverson today, Tom Iverson, rather, with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Taking your questions more after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. extraction. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, friends, this is What's On Your Mind, a little trooper talk today on the program. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome for our troopers. And we're also going to tell you a little bit about some great things happening at Chase on the Lake. If you have a retreat planned for your business, maybe a family reunion, maybe a group or organization that wants to get together, some great deals. We'll tell you about that in a little bit. We're going to tell you about High Plains Apache. We got a lot going on today. But Bob in Grafton's been waiting, so let's get Bob in for the troopers. Hello, Bob. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, gentlemen. How you doing? I too wanted to give you guys my thanks and my appreciation for all that you do. You know, you guys are in the line of duty every day and hazards, all different kinds. And so my hat's off to you guys. I appreciate what you do in keeping us in the state safe. And my question was just real simple. It's more of a patriotic question. I'm a veteran myself, and I want to know if you guys have heard of Oath Keepers, if either of you are a member of Oath Keepers, and if not, why? And if you have heard of them, do you spread that around to the Department of the State?
You know, unfortunately, I'm not aware of that. However, a group that I guess I am a part of is the Sons of the American Legion.
Okay. Yeah, there's a group called Oath Keepers. I'm not sure what the website. I think it's oathkeepers.com. Scott might know. But it's, you know, different law enforcement agencies around the country and a lot of different states are kind of joining this Oath Keepers. I think it's free or whatever. But just basically affirming your oath to protect the sovereignty of the state and the people of the individual states and the oath of, you know, the Constitution to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, so basically, just check that out. It's called Oath Keepers. I think it's oathkeepers.com.
It's .org, actually. Just looked it up. Oathkeepers.org, and says it's a nonpartisan association of current and former serving military, reserves, National Guard, veterans, peace officers, and firefighters. So, neat organization, it sounds like, Bob. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yeah, very good information. Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
Oathkeepers.org. He mentioned thanks, and that we don't do that enough to thank our members of the law enforcement. Fargo Police Department had a tragedy this week with a officer that took his own life. And, you know, you events like that sadly waking you up, awaken you to, you know, what you guys see every day. What's the toughest part of your job, Todd, you know, from the standpoint of, you know, what you see day in and day out? And I keep calling you Todd, but it's Tom, Sergeant Iverson.
You don't really want to know the toughest part of my job, do you? Holy cow.
Yeah. We could save that for another day, and we don't have it anywhere near as bad as these guys. But, I mean, in all seriousness, Sergeant Iverson, is it difficult to be out there on accident calls and seeing what you see?
Yeah, you know, we respond to just a wide array of calls, whether it's, you know, calls for service, out working the road, traffic enforcement, responding to crashes. So you just never know exactly what you're going to run into in the day. Almost one of the greater parts of the job also, but it can be also one of the more stressful parts too, because you don't exactly know what to expect. We do investigate a large amount of fatal crashes out on the highway, since we have jurisdiction over the interstate system, state and state highways, with the increased speed limits out there. Fatal crashes seem to happen in North Dakota quite often. And I would say that those are some of the harder times when you're responding to a fatal crash and you see an innocent victim and having to know that you have to go to that family's house later on as soon as you can to do a death notification. That's kind of the ultimate test, I guess, within law enforcement or for our department anyway.
How about you, Sergeant Hermanson?
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that. The notifications are pretty tough.
Yeah, I can't imagine that. Not to mention just seeing what you see. Well, we hopefully, from a couple of callers today, have conveyed appreciation for what you do day in and day out. Anything you guys want to say before you go? Sergeant Tom, you always give us some good advice and things that are areas of emphasis for the unit right now. Anything you want to pass along?
You know, I guess just a thank you to those that were calling in, thanking us for the job that we do. You know, we try to do our best, try to stay professional at all times. Sometimes that is a little difficult to do, but we need to step back sometimes as law enforcement officers and keep up the professionalism. And then, of course, to give a safety tidbit out there, you know, drinking, driving, wearing seatbelts, refraining from texting and driving. Those are a lot of our big hitters. If we can start eliminating some of those things, chipping away at our alcohol-related fatal crashes, refraining from drinking, driving, we're going to start seeing some success out on the roadways. And we need the cooperation of the public in order to accomplish that.
All right. Sergeant Hermanson, anything words of the wise for the truckers out there today, Lustin?
Well, the load restrictions are on. The online permits, we're trying to push the industry to make sure that they're not calling in for the permits, that they're actually going online to get the permits. And we're working out west the best we can to work with the truck traffic and motoring public out west there.
Fantastic. Let's get one quick call in here before we let these guys go. Jamie in Fargo, your question for our guests, the troopers. Jamie, what's your comment?
My question is, I was down at Dickinson about 3 weeks ago, and I got tasered in the community center by about six cops. I got 13 tasers. I had 26 marks on my body. Now, is that, they did it for 5 minutes straight. It felt like my heart was going to explode. Is that legal?
All right, Jamie, hang on. That one is obviously one that's going to take a little time. We're going to give the troopers a chance to address that on the other side of the break before we let them go. Jamie Fargo, hold on. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.